A Jewish Journal article. A cousin's plea from Tel Aviv. When I called my dear cousin in Tel Aviv, she said, Yona, do everything you can to ensure America sends support and stands with Israel. When word of the horrific Hamas attack reached us, we leapt into action, helping organize prayer gatherings and fundraising. But, I had yet to anticipate her pleas. I figured that America's support is guaranteed. Doing some research, I discovered that while our elected officials have voiced strong support for Israel, they need to be more decisive in demonstrating that support with actions. I called my representative Congresswoman Sidney Kamlager-Dov's office to voice my disappointment that she has not shown enough support for the Jewish American and Israeli American community in her district at this trying time with Israel at war. Not only did her chief of staff call me back, but Representative Kamlager-Dov also called me back. We spoke at length. I explained each Jewish voter in her 37th district has 0 degrees of separation from the Jews who were murdered, kidnapped, or wounded in Israel. Several of our members have returned for active duty. Many families have children there studying or on active duty. Others have parents or siblings in harm's way. One friend told me how his cousin was gunned down on Simchat Torah. Representative Kamlager-Dov told me with tears that she plans to attend our upcoming events in Los Angeles and proudly show allyship, which I know exists from others such as Rabbi Noah Farkas. She explained that her office has been busy with many Israel-related matters, including helping constituents return to Los Angeles. Additionally, while she has voiced her support for Israel in the community, she will do more. Thank you, Representative Kamlager-Dov. Senators, please do more than post on Twitter. Now, I want to point to our senior senator, Alex Padilla, whom I have met several times. He came to synagogues expressing his support for the Jewish community, and I know he is a friend of Israel. Yet, all I could find was an old posting from 2021 on his website, called for a ceasefire with Hamas, which aged badly, and 2 posts on Twitter wrongly saying 40 Israelis were killed. Honorable Senator, posting on Twitter is not showing you stand with Jewish Americans, Israeli Americans, and Israel. Senator Padilla, please join us in Los Angeles this weekend, where there are many solidarity events. Join us for a Havdalah of Solidarity on Saturday night. Join us on Sunday for an Am Yisrael Chai Walk for Israel. Please show your Jewish American and Israeli American constituents that you are a faithful ally. California has perhaps the second highest number of Jewish Americans and the highest number of Israeli Americans. While celebrating Simchat Torah, your constituents learned that 700 Israelis were gunned down, kidnapped, or missing. The number of Israelis killed is now over 1,000 and growing. Senator Padilla and the newly appointed Senator LaFonza Butler, thank you for your statements. Now, please show us your support. We also need your help securing military support and funds to help Israel defend itself. Hopefully, even with the dysfunction in D.C., you can pass emergency funding and aid. Residents of Los Angeles are collecting funds to buy body armor, helmets, and other items to safeguard the IDF troops. Why can't these be sent from the military warehouses? Something unimaginable in 1939. I want to reflect lastly on President Biden's speech on Tuesday. He made a proud declaration of support for Israel and a forceful warning to other regional forces. Even while I criticized his decision to unfreeze Iranian funds, I can appreciate his actions now. When my great-aunts and uncles and great-grandparents and others were stuck in Poland after Germany and Russia invaded Poland in 1939, there was no Israel. America was closed. They were all murdered. They had nowhere to run. So when I heard President Biden say that Prime Minister Golda Meir had told then-Senator Biden that Israel's secret weapon was that, we have nowhere else to go, I knew that he understood that the stakes could not be higher. Israel is fighting for its life. I started crying. If my dear relatives could have heard the leader of the free world declare his unwavering support for Israel, my great-grandparents would have thought the Messiah had arrived.